Log Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Amen.
Amen.
I am excited about tonight. I'm excited about our broadcast. And let me just welcome each of our listeners and I ask you to just take a moment and text someone. Email them, call them, and let them know that a kingdom call is on the air. And we would invite them to plug in and join in our conversation on tonight. Tonight we're going to have a dialogue. I know that we are all in tune with what has been going on around our state, our nation, and even our country. And we need to just dive into the Word of God and just see what God is saying about what we are seeing and experiencing so that we can have an assurance, glory to God, have a steadfastness, hallelujah, about what we see as opposed to what the Spirit of the living God is saying to the church on today. Amen. So I want to encourage you to, plug in, to get your spirit ready to pray, because that's what we do. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that prayer changes things. Amen. And outside of prayer, we cannot do anything. Amen. Prayer is the blood. And we know that life is in the blood. Hallelujah. So we want to look at, amen, what's going on, and then find out what the word is saying, and then cover that in prayer. Amen. And and so we want to, for, you know, like I said, I thank you guys for joining in with us. We're here every Wednesday at 9:30, and we are here because of you. Amen. And so we pray that what we are doing on Wednesday night with you is encouraging, it's building you up, it's giving you a midweek fix, hallelujah, to finish out the week strong. It's a lot going on, you know, everywhere. And sometimes we just need to pause and get a refreshing, a refilling. And this is a kingdom call, and we're in no means trying to take your church's place, but we do want to be there to enhance. And those that may not be able to get to Wednesday night, they can just dial in and still get a word. Hallelujah. To carry them through. And so we are excited and we are grateful that you are committed to help us move this word forth, move the kingdom forth. Amen. The Bible tells us that one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. And so when we all come together on one accord, I believe that we can do a mighty work for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So again, this is, I'm Elder Jordan. This is a kingdom call from Linda Jordan Ministries. And we are grateful for you, our listeners, joining in by radio, Black Talk Radio, by phone, by internet. Whichever way you dial in and connect, just connect. We just want to know that you are there. Amen. So as I take a moment and allow Sister Monica to, I also want to encourage you to connect with what we're doing. Hallelujah. We are on the wall. Amen. We're in the battlefield. Amen. We're on the front line. Amen. And because it is a kingdom work, we encourage you, wherever you are, to connect with us by prayer, by seed money, offering, or even by physical connection. Amen. Can never have too many doing the work of the Lord. Amen. There is room. Many have come, but there is still room for more. And that is the same so for us. You know, we have many people working with us, but there is still room for more, because the kingdom has no limits. The kingdom has no boundaries. Amen. And so it is plenty of work to be done, and when we can come together and do it, we can move mightily and powerfully for the glory of God. Amen. How many know that it is time out for all of these people that want to be superstars all by themselves? The Bible tells us that no man is an island. I need you, and I am, not afraid to tell you I need you in this hour. I need you to help move this vision that God has given, because it's kingdom. And we are in the last days, and he wants all men to accept him and come into the family of Jesus Christ. So God bless you, and I'm going to bring Monica forth. Get your pencils, your pens, your tablet, your calendar, because we're going places and we're doing things, and we want you to connect with us. Amen. So I'll pause and allow Monica to come forth. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you. Join us each Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call. This is an open line. It is the Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line. You can call 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772-937. I'll give it to you again, 772-937. That's each Monday at 9:30. All intercessors, prayer warriors who are available are asked to join us in our time of prayer. Amen. Beginning at 9:30. Each third Sunday evening, the ministry goes to the Lutheran jail to visit with the women and minister to the women. And there is a desire for Bibles. So if you have new or used Bibles, would you please let us know and we'll be able to pick those up. For the women at the Lutheran jail. God is doing wonderful things at the Lutheran jail. So that's each third Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. The ministry will be going ministering to the women. Also on July 24th, we'll be having our Laughter, Love to Life social, and it is from 6:30 to 9. The address is 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas, 75150. Again, that's 3213 I-30. Mesquite, Texas, 75150. We will also like to make you aware that on August the 14th, Elder Jordan will be one of the speakers at Miracle Temple in Lancaster, Texas. And that's August the 14th at Miracle Temple in Lancaster, Texas. Also, we have taken him to the streets in Baltimore, Maryland. That's September 10th through the 13th. September 10th through the 13th, we will be in Baltimore, Maryland, and we're asking for your prayers as we go out, and we are about God's business. Also coming up in November and December, we have our Thanksgiving feast and our Christmas event with the seniors. If you want to start thinking now about making some donations, you can do so. We like to bless our seniors for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So if you want to be a part of that event, please let us know. Also, you can join us on our social media, and that's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if when you make a post, if you would, use the hashtag Kingdom Call. Let us know if you're doing it tonight. You can just post a hashtag Kingdom Call and post something about what's going on the line tonight that you're enjoying. Also, to make financial donations, you may do so to Linda Jordan Ministries at P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you may do so through PayPal. And if you do PayPal, you will have to use Excelling Ministry at sbcglobal.net to make that donation. And these are our announcements for our Kingdom Call. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Monica. Thank you so much for those announcements. I hope that you guys was able to jot that down just to reiterate on a couple of things that she has shared with us. We have also want to let you know some of that information will be posted on our website, which is lindajordanministries.com. And you can also go there to sow and make a donation to support what we're doing. We will be going to Baltimore, to the inner city of Baltimore. We are excited about that because it's Kingdom. And this is the time that the harvest is ripe. The harvest is ripe. Yes. And it is time for the laborers of the body of Christ to get out and pick. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we are excited and we are extending this kingdom assignment to any of our listeners who would like to go with us. We're working on the budget and fundraisers so that if you want to go, that we want to come together and make that happen. It is an awesome work when we are able to hit the streets for the kingdom of God. I'm going to tell you that The people are open and they are ready to receive you. The problem is no one wants to go. No one wants to make the sacrifice to go. But when you make that sacrifice, you will be elated and ecstatic at how the people in the world were looking, as the Bible says, groping for the life that you have, and they freely receive it. So if you're not able to go, you may want to sow to help someone else go. Amen. You certainly want to be praying for us, because we're going after the souls, and God is opening up doors of opportunities for the kingdom to go. But we have to be willing to go. So we're willing. We're excited. And everybody can't go, but everybody can participate. Everybody can do something. And so I want you to keep that in mind. Again, you can go to the website. You can go to the other options that Monica gave. We need Bibles when we go to the jail. We need finances as we do kingdom work, taking them to the street crusades. And then we have our Thanksgiving that we always do every year, which is a huge project, but it always gets done in a great way, and that's because of all of the people that help us do it. So that's in November. We'll be doing our Thanksgiving feast, and you can work with us to get that done. Then we're also doing Christmas. We're in July, y'all, so Thanksgiving and Christmas will be here before we know it. So just keep that in mind, and we're here and would love for you to be with us. So God bless you for being a part, and share this with others. Amen. You never know who would want to connect. You never know.
Right.
Amen. So I am excited about the opportunities that God is opening up for us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready. I do want to say that we do have a live audience tonight. Hallelujah. And I have everyone that, most everyone that's on, I do have you live. So if you can be mindful of your background, that would be great. And we'll bring you forth into our conversation and what we're doing so that you will be heard. Amen. And so tonight, so is my audience there, live audience? Shout hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, just one hallelujah. I think I have more than just one, but I guess they are on pause.
Amen.
On you. There you are.
Amen. Live your glory.
Talk to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I think we have a couple of more on live. I just want you to know that you are plugged in to a kingdom call and you are live. So make sure that your background is at a minimum. If you would, please. Also want to let you know that we want you to invite others to join into our kingdom call. I think what God has given us and the opportunity is a great opportunity. But if we don't let people know that we are on, then they miss what God has given us. So if you, when you get an announcement about the broadcast, just simply forward it, simply share it, and let others receive what you are receiving through this broadcast. Is that all right?
Yes.
That was a test. Y'all flunked.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You'll get another chance. Hopefully you won't flunk. Amen.
Amen.
Now, and I appreciate, I really appreciate the people. It takes certain people to roll with me because I'm from a different cut, but it's all good. You got to love me because I am a child of the Most High. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, tonight we do want to go ahead and get into our topic, and we're talking tonight about the world tragedies. And I know that you know a lot of what is going on around the world and in our neighborhoods. And so we just want to kind of talk about it, put it out there, see what God is saying, and then we certainly want to pray. And when it's time to pray, I will have certain ones to come forth and pray, but we want the intercessors to come underneath who's praying as we go into prayer. Now, just to share with some of what has been on my heart that I know it's been on yours because it's been flashing on the news and it's been buzzing all around, is we've had the massacre in South Carolina, which took 9 lives in the church. We have the issue with the Confederate flag. We have the death of 39 people in Tusenya, that was at the beach resort. Did anybody hear about that?
No.
Okay, no one heard about that?
Repeat that, Elder Jordan.
Okay, there was 39 people. They were at a beach resort, and it was an ISIS attack, and 39 lives were lost. So did anybody hear about that?
Yeah.
I heard about
it. So we have a few people that heard about it. Okay. So we have that. We know about the same-sex marriage that was passed, and there were some churches in the Carolinas that have been burned down, and that's just to name a few. That's just to name a few, but enough, I think, for us to go to God and see what he's saying about this, and for us, the intercessors, the saints, the warriors, to get into prayer. And as I bring this up as an awareness, a spiritual awareness, my prayer is also that we have enough Holy Ghost gunction in us to share this with others, that we continue to pray without ceasing. Because I believe in the power of prayer. I just do. None of this, as we just talked about several weeks ago on spiritual warfare, are you ready? Are you prepared? That's what we see in this. Are we ready for this? Come on now. Are we ready for what is unfolding before our very eyes? Are we ready? How do we handle it? What tools do we use? Are there any tools at all for us to use? From what we see, we kind of think that, well, you know, maybe there isn't, but that devil is a liar. God has given us everything that we need to win. He's given us everything that we need to be victorious. But we certainly need to be in position, glory to God, be in place, and do what needs to be done, that things would be effective in the spirit, that it would be manifested in the natural, as opposed to things that we're seeing with our natural eye that is unfolding. Another thing, I don't know if anyone heard of this, it was in Detroit, just a few days ago, today is what, Wednesday, so this was latter part of last week. Police officer chasing down a black young man because he had violated his parole, or PO visit, parole. And in the midst of chasing this one young man, he took the lives of a couple of kids and then damaged or injured the lives of three other children. Did anybody hear about that one in Detroit?
Yes.
So, I mean, come on. I mean, you went after one person, and the list, and it was for a parole probation violation? Come on now. Is that really that serious that you have to chase down and not be able to stop when you see children around? So it just bothers me. It just bothers me. I don't know about anyone else. I have been unsettling about what I'm hearing, and my spirit man is being drawn into prayer. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a sister today and yesterday, and she told me, Elder Jordan, I really feel the need to just tarry with you, glory to God, to tarry with you in prayer. And I just think that's where the body of Christ, that's where we need to be. We're in a hurry.
Right.
When I feel that we need to just take some time and come into agreement. We need to come together. We need, it's something about corporate prayer. We all need to be praying at all times, and we can do that, you know, when we're working, when we're not. You can always have a spirit of prayer. But we also need to do corporate prayer. We need to do that corporate prayer. And I want to, just encourage everyone that's listening to press into corporate prayer somewhere, somehow, and focus on what we're seeing. Glory to God. What we're hearing. Hallelujah. Yeah. And know that we have power. Come on here. To tread on the serpent, the scorpion, and all power over the enemy. He's given us the keys. He's given us the authority. He's given us his word. He's given us everything that we need. We just need to know. It's something about when you know that you know what you know. Then you'll walk in the boldness that you need to do what you've been called to do. Amen? Yeah. It's just like when you're in training on a job. You're not so quick to get out there because you're still in training. But once you have completed that thing and you know, okay, I got this. I passed the test. I've been studying. I've been practicing. I'm ready. Now you step out completely different than you did when you came in there 3 weeks ago knowing nothing. And see, that is the same attitude that the body of Christ. Now, you have gone too far, Satan. You have went into my sanctuary.
Right.
And you've defiled it by killing those that know this place to be a safe place. You've gone too far.
Yes.
You've gone too far. You've gone too far, you know. Now, you have went ahead and passed a law that is absolutely, totally, and completely against God's word. You've gone too far, Satan. You've gone too far, you know. And we have to draw the line. And I've always said this, and I will say it because I believe it. if we would come on one accord like the enemy, like Satan have his demons and his imps all on one accord, and never, you know, giving up, never falling out, never giving up, but staying until that assignment that they have been given is done. If we had the same mindset, the body of Christ, I don't believe what we're seeing and hearing would even be. Is anybody in the house tonight? I just believe that because the Bible says that one could put 1,000 to flight. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. The Bible says that we can do all things through Christ. The Bible solidifies my conviction. The Bible does.
Right.
The Bible does. The Bible does. So that's why I believe what I believe. That's why I think the way that I think, you know, and not yet seeing it, but I yet believe it because the Bible does not lie. Amen. And so my scripture that I got from, you know, all of what is going on. Now, Romans, let's look at Romans just for a minute. That wasn't what I had, but let's go to Romans. Let me see here. 8:30, hallelujah. That's pretty good, yeah. Let's look at Romans 8:35. And while we're talking about all of the tragedies and all of what's going on, because when you look at things in the natural, if you're not rooted and grounded, you know, we'll be lukewarm and mess around and slip into something else that is not what God is saying for us. Amen. Romans 8:35, and then I'll open up the line so we can talk about it and then quickly pray. Hallelujah. Get your thoughts on this. 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are all killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. 38 says, for I am persuaded. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. And I tell you, as I read that, it makes me believe that those that were in Charleston at Emmanuel Church were right there. Nothing was separating them from the body, from the love of Jesus Christ. They died seeking the heart of God.
Yes.
They died reaching for Jesus. Nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. Amen. Persecution. Nothing. For I am persuaded, neither death, nothing will come between my love relationship that I have with the Lord. And I tell you, I don't know how many of the 39 were believers, because we just don't know. And the other thing is, And none of this is to draw fear into us. This is to bring spiritual awareness.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He does not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, because seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we don't have to fear, but we do need to have an awareness. We do need to know. I would that you know what's going on, so you know how to respond, so you know how to prepare. The enemy does not come up on you unaware. Amen.
Right.
That you know. Hallelujah. And so the scripture that I wanted to share tonight is in John 17. Hallelujah. 17 and 18. Let's see, 20 actually. And this is what Jesus prays for us. Do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through the word of God, that they all may be one. Come on. We need to be one. The body of Christ need to be one. The denominations, and we're seeing that. We are seeing that denominational thing come down. We are seeing that racial thing in the body of Christ come down, because God, his word is telling us that we may be one. As you and the Father are in me, I am in you, that they are also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. It just talks about us being one over and over and over. And the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. And it goes on. But my point is, God has sent his son. Jesus' prayer is for the body of Christ, for the saints, for the believers, to come one all around the world, that we would be one. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
So I'm just saying, how do we move this forward? I think love is number one. With love and kindness have I drawn them.
Right.
How do we defeat it? How do we protect ourselves? By putting on the full armor of God. We did a long series on that. I think that when we have our foundation, a solid foundation, I mean solid, I recall that when in Dallas, when we had the flood and people's homes that were on a solid foundation just lifted up off of that foundation and went into the currents of the water, the flood. But it was on a foundation. How strong was that foundation? How strong is our foundation? Does anybody real quickly have anything to share before we get ready to call different ones forth for prayer?
Well, you were saying how do we, you really have covered it when you talk about us coming together corporately. When you said that we need to come together corporately, all with the same mind, with the same thought, and the same agreement in the Lord, and believing God. And us, as people of God, we don't need to be slack on our job, because a lot of things have moved in. because we've been a little slack on who we are. We've taken for granted who we are, what God is. Us, we're just sitting back fat, getting fat off of what we know and what we got. But our job is to go out, as you said, and win the world, be a light to the world, train and teach our children in the way that they
Hallelujah.
Should go. And the prayer being taken out of school, just like Pastor Mary, has been speaking about. You know, that's okay, so that went by. They took it out. But we still have to pray. You hit it on the head when you talked about us having more corporate prayer coming together.
And when you pray,
if you know the word, you know, praying the word of God is going to move things. And what you said about love, you know, God is love.
Amen. God is love. Love covers a multitude of sin. You know, we just have to. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, we can do more together. We can do more together. The gang, they're together. The mafia, they are together. You know, why can't we be together?
Yes.
Why does it have to be this little group here, this little group there? You know, we're dealing with two, you know, stuff that's not important, the little, small stuff that's not important, that's hindering us from having the power and the unity that we need to do what we've been called to. Amen. Anyone else real quickly?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. praise the Lord. Elder Jordan, this is Sister Alicia
God bless
from Baltimore.
You. Amen.
I just want to speak with what the Lord has put in my spirit over the last year. He said it's time for us to weep between the porch and the altar.
Come on now.
Abraham, he said, shall I tell my servant Abraham what I'm about to do in Sodom and Gomorrah? God revealed to Abraham, because Abraham was an intercessor, and he knew that Abraham was going to come to him on behalf of the people. God is calling his intercessors to get on the wall and to pray the will of God. God is not happy. That's right, concerning the body of Christ. God is not happy with what's going on in the world, but the Bible speaks that there are going to be perilous times, and I believe that things are going to get worse. What we need to intercede for the salvation of loved ones and those that we know who are not in the faith. And so coming up between now and the next presidential election, we need to stand on the wall. All these leaders across the United States, leaders in ministry who are not in the will of God, who are after their own programs and not after the will of God, we need to pray that they will come in compliance with what God wants them to do so we can be in unity. And as you said, you know, there's power in unity. We need to fall on our knees, hallelujah, and repent. And go before the Lord
and
on
repent.
Behalf of, that's right, because things are getting stirred up, hallelujah.
Amen.
And a lot of, there are intercessors all over the world.
Hallelujah.
Some people who are in church, some people, there are mamas that I know. Like you said, Elder Jordan, you told me a long time ago, there's a time to go in and there's a time to come out. And there's a time for us to corporately go before the Lord to see what he wants us to do. Do we have the power to change, to go before the Lord on behalf of the people and ask God to remember his mercy? Because this the thing with the, not just with the same-sex marriages, but also with changing our liberties and changing the laws, They're really trying to attack the word of God. They want the church offerings and all of those things. And so we just need to continue to pray.
And it's a lot going on. Absolutely. It is a lot going on that I think a lot of us you know, just simply aren't aware of. And
mm-hmm,
and it doesn't take a lot of us, but it does take a few to not be afraid to jug or to say something, to nudge these other prayer ministries, you know, or people that we know that are in church. We got to get back to prayer. We don't pray the way we're supposed to pray. We don't. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
Prayer is the blood. Who can live without blood?
Yeah.
Who can live without blood? So did anybody else, thank you, Sister Lucy, did anybody else have anything else quickly to share? Hallelujah. We want to have some time to pray through. Anyone else?
Elder Jordan, one more thing. Can I just say one more quick thing? You know, there
you
is a prayer ministry it's a ministry that I used to be associated with many, many years ago. They're having a three-day shut-in. Now, I don't know about what's going on down in Dallas, but I have been to one, but I haven't been to one in a long time. And I know the Spirit of God is moving. He's shifting things and it's moving. And so, you know, as God leads whoever's on the line, pastors, whoever, you know, we need to call the church
to prayer. It is. It's time. It's time. I have another intercessor sister who had just shared with me, and they're actually praying for our crusade in Africa that just came out of 7 days. Seven days of prayer. But that's what we gotta do what we haven't done. And we gotta go in. You know, it's just time. It is just time. I have asked some to come forth in prayer, and we want to, let me just share a couple of prayer requests. We have the McGee family. We have, hallelujah. We have we have Minister Lindsay for healing and for her career. We have our youth. We have marriages. We have anyone else have a prayer request to put out here real quickly? We have our father. We're believing for a miracle. We have job opportunities that we have a couple of requests that are looking for jobs, and we just believe God to move in that in the name of Jesus. Anyone else has a quick request to release in the atmosphere
strength.
Before we pray?
Physical strength. Just physical strength, Elder George. Physical strength to just walk out the rest of this year.
Amen. Hallelujah. Physical strength. Anyone else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so as we continue in prayer, I want the intercessors to begin to intercede. Hallelujah. And Minister Duane is still connected, if he would go ahead and pray for a few minutes, and we'll start there. Allow me to break in. Hallelujah. Go right ahead.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us
Hallelujah.
Our
Thank
Father.
You.
Father God, we come before the throne, Lord. First of all, Lord, giving you all praise, honor, and glory. Lord God, we thank you,
yes, God.
Father, for
yes, God.
This ministry, Lord, that you have called us to the sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God, Lord. Elder Linda Jordan, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the ministry that
you
have placed inside of her, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the men and women that she, the pastor that she has put
thank
forward,
you,
Father,
Lord.
Her, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for everything,
yes,
Lord, that you have
yes,
left her hands to
yes.
do. Father, God, we come before you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah,
Father.
Jesus.
Interceding on behalf
glory,
of our brothers and sisters, Father. We pray for them
yes,
to do something, Father, that now, Lord, that you move on their behalf, Father. We ask,
Lord,
that you just touch their body, Father, whatever's going on in the situation, Father. We give them to you right now, Father.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Lord God, for
hallelujah.
Our youth all over the world, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Father.
Hallelujah.
For themselves, Father. We pray, Lord God, to do what
Lord
God, to seek you for yourself, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you would show yourself, Father, to them. We, you are, Father, to them, Father. Let them know, realize, Lord,
give
them a
glory
to you, Father.
That means, Father, that have already figured it out. You have already won the battle. You have already won the war. You have already defeated the enemy. You have already destroyed principalities and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. God, you have already made a way out of no way. Father God, we thank you that as we come together, Father God, we pray, Father God, with one voice, on one accord, thanking you, Lord, that suddenly, the filling of the Holy Ghost, you said that we shall receive the power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And we thank you, Father God, that we have and we thank you, Father God, that because we have the power and we have the right to use the name of Jesus, you have given us the right, you have given us the authority to use the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, right now, we just thank you. You have said what things are we desire when we pray. When we pray. When we pray. Believe. 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 Lord, we believe right now. We believe, Father God, that right now that the enemy's camp is destroyed. Hallelujah. He has no power. Lord, we know that he's the God of this world.
Thank you, Lord.
But, Father God, we thank you that you are the Lord of the Most High, that you are the Lord God strong and mighty, that you are the Almighty God, that you are the everlasting God, that you are the one and only true God, that there is no one that can compare to you, Father. Our God alone. We thank you that you've given us authority to walk and tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means. So, God, in the midst of the storm, right now in the midst of the storm, we thank you, Father God, that you are the anchor. Hallelujah. You are the anchor that is tied to us, Father. You are the anchor that holds us. Even though the winds are blowing and even though the storm is raging, Father God, you are the anchor for our souls. And we will be steadfast. And we will be unmovable. We will stand.
Hallelujah.
And having done all to stand,
hallelujah,
we will stand
hallelujah
together
hallelujah
as the body
thank
of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Together
oh,
as the body
you
of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And decree
thank
and declare
you
what your word
thank
says.
You,
yes,
we will decree
thank
it.
You,
we will declare
hallelujah
it.
God.
You said
yes
whatever we find on earth is bound
yes
in heaven.
Yes, God.
You
yes
said
yes
whatever we
yes
loose on earth is loose
yes
in heaven.
Yes,
so,
yes,
Father God,
Jesus,
we bind the works
thank
of the
you
devil. He
yes
thought
yes
he won.
God, Jesus.
He thought he
yes
won.
Yes.
Just like
yes
when Jesus
yes
was
yes
crucified,
yes
he thought
yes
he won a mighty
yes
victory. But, oh, thanks
Jesus
be unto God,
Jesus,
you said, this
yes
is my son, my who
Jesus
I am well pleased. You said that
yes
you
Lord
have begotten him,
yes
and that
Lord
was on the day that he rose
yes
from the
yes
dead
yes
with all power
yes
in his
yes
hand. And he said, behold, I give
yes
you the power, hallelujah,
yes
to go forth
yes
and
God
declare and decree. And I will
yes
I will endorse it with my name. I will back up my
yes
word,
Lord,
and
yes
I will honor my
Lord
word. So, Father
yes
God, we
hallelujah
declare your word. In Jesus'
yes
name.
Yes,
we speak life
thank you, Lord
in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
We
thank
speak
Lord
deliverance
yes,
in Jesus'
yes,
name.
God. In
we
Jesus
know, Father
name
God, that you are faithful.
Yes, yes God.
You promise is faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
to
thank you, Lord.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord
name.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father, we praise you tonight, God, and we just thank you that you are God and that you are in control, Lord God. We thank you, Father, oh God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, that you've given us authority, Lord God, that you've given us the keys to the kingdom, Lord God. Oh God, that you've given us the holy boldness to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We recognize that we understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, Father. And we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the body of Christ. Coming into an awareness, Lord God. Coming together on one accord, Lord God. God, we decree and declare that the body of Christ around the world, God, has come into an awakening. Hallelujah. That we are to be one in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray now over all of the acts, oh God, that has come against your people, has come against someone's loved one, Father, has come against the family, the attack, oh God, that has come against, oh God, families today, God. We lift up those families with bowed down heads. We lift up those families that have been struck with tragedy and grief. Father, we cover them, God. We stand in the gap for them tonight, God. And we ask you to move by your spirit and to move by your power and to take away the pain and to ease it, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, tonight, God, we pray for those that are lost in their sin, God. We thank you that Jesus died, oh, God, that men would have an opportunity to the tree of life tonight. And so tonight, God, we want to pray for those in our families that are lost. We want to pray for those in our communities that are lost. Those who are jobs that are lost. Father, we pray for the lost souls tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would draw them unto you. We come against every stronghold, my God, Jesus, that will bind them, that will hinder them and keep them from coming forth, accepting you, oh God. We bind the spirit of addiction, my God, any form of addiction. We come against a strong man that would keep them from breaking off the chain and coming and running to the cross in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray tonight for those that are sick in their bodies. Oh, God, for healing, oh, God, that need a breakthrough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for your divine thy will be done on earth, my God, like it is in heaven. We thank you, Father, that there's no sickness in heaven. There's no killing, no robbery, no death in heaven. Let thy will be done on earth, oh, God, as it is in heaven. God, we decree and declare jobs for those that are seeking to care for their family, to provide for their babies, to take care of their responsibilities, that you will provide work. We thank you for favor and protection for those that are traveling during this 4th of July holiday. God, we cover the four corners of the universe with the blood of Jesus, with the warring angels, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that America is blessed, God. We repent, Father God, from turning away from you and your will and your way for our country. God, we repent, Lord God, and we ask you to protect our country, and we ask you to look down on our country, and we ask you to keep us, God, oh God, from any terror attacks, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight we pray. We intercede tonight for families, Lord God. Hallelujah. Families on the verge of busting up, Lord God. Families on the verge of giving up. And, oh God, losing hope in one another and in you. Father, we pray for the family tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, that you keep the family completely together, Lord God. We pray for the fivefold, God. We pray for every pastor, every apostle, every bishop, every evangelist, every missionary tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. A holy boldness to stay on the wall, Lord God. A holy
boldness to you, God.
Lord God, and to find the good fight of faith, Father. for our feet are shone with the gospel of peace, and we will the gospel of love, the gospel of peace, the gospel of healing, the gospel of joy, the gospel of hope. Hallelujah, you are hope. God, we just thank you, Father.
Whatever. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes.